This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Late Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen became a philanthropist and an owner of sports franchises. And among components of his diverse investment portfolio were very valuable paintings and sculptures, which at two auctions at Christie's this week fetched $1.5 billion and yesterday another $115 million. Some years ago, art critic Blake Gopnik spoke to Paul Allen, who had seen more into his collection of works that evoke the covers of 1950s science fiction books than the masters sold this week. Gopnik is working on a New York Times piece about all this. Blake, welcome.
Always a pleasure, David.
This collection is not dreck. There's some fine things in this.
That is the understatement of the year. They are officially masterpieces. They just went for over $100 million each. An amazing Georges Seurat, a great Cézanne, a beautiful Van Gogh, and a stunning Botticelli. You name it, and it was in the show.
And before we get more into Paul Allen, the man, and his relationship to this art, it is interesting to know with the results of these auctions that despite inflation, despite talk of recession next year, at least one segment of the economy is doing all right.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing, David, is that lots of people are kind of automatically celebrating an auction that went for more than $1.5 billion. That's billion with a B. But I'm actually kind of sad about it. I don't think there's that much to celebrate because all of these incredibly rich people buying these works means that they're actually being taken out of public hands. You know, there were thousands of people lined up in front of Christie's auction house in New York to see these works before they were sold. And that's because I think the public realized that they better see them now because these masterpieces were going to end up on yachts or in private museums for a good while.
And Paul Allen himself, one of the founders of Microsoft, philanthropist, and many people know him for his ownership of sports franchises, is no longer with us. He passed away in 2018. But you had occasion in the past to meet him?
Yeah, exactly 10 years ago this fall, he and I had a nice chat about art, which wasn't something I think that he had a chance to do all that often. I went out to Seattle to talk to him. And, you know, what really surprised me about this auction is that judging from our conversation 10 years ago, he sounded like he really wanted these things to end up in museums. He told me how important museums were to him as a child. And then he talked about how important it was to give back by putting your works on show. He wanted the public to see these works. So I was actually a little surprised that they ended up at a private auction, or rather they ended up at auction and now they're going to be in private hands.
Art critic Blake Gopnik, he's writing about Paul Allen's art collection for the New York Times. Blake, always good to talk to you.
Pleasure, David.